Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. It's episode 345 for Friday, December 16th, 2016. I'm Zach Will from BaltimoreSportsReport.com. Joined as always by my good pal, Jabby Burns. How are you, Jab?
Happy Football Friday and a Rogue One Day as well for one Zach day. Wilt.
Yes.
You did kind of have like a Darth Vader type, you know, spoiler alert to anybody who doesn't know who Darth Vader is, but you had like that kind of tone when you came in here with the 345. I mean, you are all in. Now, you're going to see it right after the program here today. It's a Friday. We're doing it early morning here, a normal Football Friday thing that we coined that only BST is, you know, under our management is starting to, you know, copyright and get all the other right. people that have tried right. that thing. Yes. What shirt? Now, I know you don't have a lot of T-shirts, Zach. You know, I know you're not big on like, you know, some bit T-shirts or anything like that, nor do you have any Under Armour hoodies or shoes.
Right.
But the question is, which T-shirt will you be wearing to one Rogue One this afternoon?
Well, for Rogue One, since we are, you know, focusing on Darth Vader, it combines two of my loves, Jab. Under Armour and Star Wars. So I have a Darth Vader Under Armour shirt that I'm sporting right
now.
Whoa!
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, they have their own line of Star Wars shirts. So
I didn't do a very good job of getting my partner some Christmas gifts because I mean that sounds like right up the old alley there.
That's what I'll be sporting. And I should tell you, so I had, I'd be curious to know what the BST listeners think of this. I had a little bit of a dilemma when it comes to Rogue One. So I love me some Star Wars, and I've got to work. I worked last evening and I work this evening, and really the only time for me to see Rogue One, I have time if I want to wait until I'm off, but I gotta see Rogue One, you know? So really the only time for me to see it is today, right? During the day. So
correct.
I texted a few of my buddies and nobody was available. And then I texted, actually some friends from home, and I said, you know, how lame would I be if I went to this movie by myself? I've never gone to a movie by myself. And two of my friends, big Star Wars fans, said, I saw episode 7 by myself. They both saw it by themselves because they didn't know when they were going to get to see it and wanted to go see it. And I said, fine, that's enough. That is all I needed to hear. So I went, I got my ticket at 11:10 today. I'm going to go see Rogue One, and I'm going by myself. And I think I felt a little better about it, Jab, because the theater that I'm going to has reserved seating, right? So the show's at 11:10. I can show up at 11 and not like be uncomfortably, you know, sitting by myself for an hour because I have to camp out and get a good seat. You know, I've got my seat picked out. I can just stroll on in that movie theater. So I feel a little bit better about that now, you know, that I don't have to worry about that. So can you just, you know, reaffirm for me that I'm not weird, that I'm not a loser for going by myself?
I'll say this. I know you very, very well, probably better than I know anybody. You're not a creep, so you don't come off as like a pederast that's going in to see said movie. You know what I mean? Like you don't have that creepy vibe to you. You actually look like a kid who'd be going to a movie, so you don't go. Now, if Big Shooter myself came in there and, you know, I came out without any kids and I just went in there by myself, as old as I am and as big as I look, I might be, you know, judged a little bit differently than you would be.
I don't know.
I also think the reserving of this seat also shows your the class that you have and that you've taken this stuff serious, right? This isn't just, you know, fly by night. We're going to go see a Jason Bourne movie, you know, grab some popcorn. You know, this is you grabbing ahead of time, getting a ticket at 11 o'clock in the morning. I think it's brilliant. Kids are in school. It's going to be quiet for you inside that theater. You're not going to have any knuckle grabbers trying to make it all about them. Now, there will be probably 45 minutes of trailers, so you got to put that ahead of you, get ready for that.
Right.
But I, you know, it doesn't matter. You can go through your popcorn. We get another little soda refill, probably, you know, get yourself going. I think it's a fantastic idea. I've never done it before, but again, you know, I'm not the movie buff that you are, but I would have no problem doing it. And especially for something like this, it's not like you're going 3 weeks in to go see. I mean, you're all in. You're seeing it like the day after.
I gotta
see
it now. I gotta see it now.
Because someone will ruin it for you on the old Twitters, and that's where I've got to stay away. As we were going back and forth last night, I'm taking the children's tomorrow to the Senator Theater right here in Baltimore on Old York Road. So we're gonna see that at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I will be bringing the children, and I think your theater has the same thing. It'll be harder for you to do it, I guess, because you don't have a DD to leave, but you can bring booze into the theater that I'm going to. And for when you said, it sounds like you could get some Tito's, like you accused me of doing yesterday.
There's a bar at the movie theater. I mean, 11:10 in the morning isn't the greatest time, but
depends.
For some of those later movies, the next time I see Rogue One, Jeff, the next time I see Rogue One would be, you know, might hit that up. So anyway, thank you for making me feel
good. Oh, yeah.
By the way, as far as spoilers go, yeah, we were texting about that. And I'm sure there are some surprises in this movie, and I'm sure that some people, for some reason, are going to feel a need to tweet those. I don't know why. But for the most part, the good news about this movie is, like, this is a prequel set before A New Hope, and we know what happens in A New Hope, right? Like, you know, they do get the plans to the Death Star, and
spoiler,
by the way, Luke Skywalker, you know, one in a million shot there, destroys it. So, thankfully... you know, that's basically what this whole movie is about. So there's not much
to spoil. I'm very excited. I think the anticipation for this isn't as high maybe as it was for Force Awakens, because it was so long before that came out, and this is what's coming around right on the heels of it. I do think that it will get the same money, right? Like I think they did a pretty good job of figuring out that they're going to probably get their coin back for this one. I don't think that'll be a problem, and I think it's smart to do it right before Christmas, because then everybody, you know, right after Christmas, you'll be buying all the gifts and all the, you know, remember, I think there was one kid that I knew that got a BB-8 right after. Oh, that was you.
That was me.
And was rolling it around in your luxury condo down there in the Davenport area. So I do think it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to kind of talk to you after we both find out and watch it together. Yes. And, you know, go from there. What I will like to do for you, Zach, though, today, since that I'm guessing you're going to a matinee, so you're not paying the huge prices, but I'm going to make you some money this weekend, Zach, so that you can get your return on investment at the old Rogue One.
All right. Sounds good. Well, do we want to start with the matchup at M&T Bank Stadium this weekend?
Let's do that.
The Eagles and the Ravens?
Yeah, we can start there, because I think that's going to be pretty easy here. I very rarely am I going to say on this podcast or anywhere else that the Ravens are going to blow the doors off of a team, but I have a feeling that this is the perfect matchup for the Ravens.
Oh, yeah?
And let me just give you a couple reasons why. Okay, Zach, number one, they are in must-win mode. I know you and I had talked about here that they have to win the division, right? And that game on Christmas night against the Steelers is going to be probably what's going to decide the division. Though I don't think the Steelers are going to lose any more games, so Ravens don't need to lose any more games. But the Ravens still have an outside shot from what happened last weekend of getting that sixth wild card. Let me tell you why. One, the Miami Dolphins, they have the head-to-head with them over them already. Now Ryan Tannehill out for the year, at least till the end of the regular season, so they're going to have to go with one Matt Moore. And I don't mean the pitcher for the Rays either. This is Matt Moore, the left-hander from Boise State. He'll be taking over, and that game is Saturday. So, Ravens fans, you will be rooting for the Jets this weekend. Number two, Denver, if you look at their schedule, it's brutal down the stretch. They got New England at home today or this weekend. Then they still got dates with both Kansas City and Oakland left on the card. I don't think those are easy outs, especially with the way that the Broncos are struggling offensively. So, I can find a way that the Ravens could still sneak that spot as well. So, I don't think it's doom and gloom, per se, for the Ravens. I do think the Ravens need to win out regardless to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I can see it happening this week. I think this game against the only thing that scares me about this, Zach, is that the line is only 5.5, 6. I think this line should be around 10, based on what I've seen from Philadelphia. Here's two things. One, Philadelphia is out for Philadelphia is Darren Sproles, which is a huge hit for them because of the fact that he is the one guy that could be able to get on the outsides and could hurt the Ravens on the outsides. You saw on Monday night, you know, going, you know, being able to beat the Ravens to the outside, being able to beat the Ravens deep. That's something that Tom Brady and the Patriots were able to take care of. But running the ball against the Ravens just ain't happening, right? So if you don't have Sproles, you don't have Willie Smallwood, is another running back that's out for the year as well. Ryan Matthews will get hurt probably getting off the plane. So that you have that. And then they have a practice squad guy that's joining the rank and file of the Eagles in the backfield. Additionally, they also starting a quarterback in Carson Wentz, who beginning of the year, everybody got really steamed up, if you remember, Zach, about how, you know, great he looked, and, you know, he was beating. But remember some of the teams he was beating. He was beating the RG3-led Browns. He was beating teams that were a little down, per se. And I think that that is something that, you know, we got to look back on and look at what happened. Since then,
right.
The Eagles have completely fallen off. And the last thing I'll give you is this. And I don't like real big trends like this, because I think this really doesn't matter, because this team's no different than anybody else. Rookie quarterbacks versus the Ravens in Baltimore since 2008. Zach, would you like to know the record?
Please tell me.
0-7 with a completion percentage of 52%, 3 touchdowns, 9 interceptions with a passer rating of 60.6.
Wow.
That's under John Harbaugh, who took over in 2008. I'm not saying that makes a big of a difference now in this game because of the fact that, again, it's two different teams, two different, you know, regimes and everything. But the Ravens coming home after, I think they played pretty well. They could have got blown out in New England on Monday night. And I was actually kind of impressed for them to hang around and even make that game.
Yeah,
game.
The score
and at some
is
point,
a little
they
closer
did.
Than it felt, right?
Yeah. Well, at first it did. And then I was just impressed that the Ravens just didn't lay down and, you know, it was over. They actually made a nice run. And, of course, that, you know, the Patriots turnovers led to that. But that happens in football. The Ravens didn't, you know, they got a field goal block. The guy jumped over the whole line. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, in a long story short, the Ravens should blow out the Eagles. They should get on top of the Eagles. And the Ravens defense should be somebody you should be looking in DraftKings, because I have a feeling they're going to get a defensive touchdown, or Michael Campanaro might get loose as well. And if you're looking for maybe a little bit more of a deep, deep guy, I have a feeling our boy Breshad Perriman will find the end zone again this weekend with Joe Flacco. So
all
those
right.
are two maybe DraftKings ideas that you have there. But I think the Ravens win. I think the Ravens win big. And, you know, basically make that game against Pittsburgh on Christmas night a big one.
Yeah, it is going to be a big one because they got to win out, right? And they control their own destiny. And I think this is a good spot for the Ravens. So I like your optimism. You know, that score, I think a lot of people think back to that Monday night game and against the Patriots and feel like it's a blowout. And they were able to hang in that game. And
yeah.
If you're following along on Twitter, man, you saw the full roller coaster of emotions from Ravens fans.
They're just out of control, man.
But they ended up being in that game, but, you know, ultimately fell and are second place in the North, like you mentioned, behind the Steelers, who also took the Ravens spot as the third seed in the postseason standings there. So big one here, but I like the optimism. I think that they know, you know, that they control their fate and they're going to be ready to play. All those things we always talk about when we play Monday morning quarterback are the things
uh-huh.
I want to see in this
Made
one.
Made that up too.
I want to see. I really want to see, you know, a more balanced attack. I want to see a disciplined game from this
uh-huh.
team because
oh,
of
you mean
the
penalties?
Importance of this. Yes, I mean
uh-huh.
penalties. You know, you talked about the matchup against Carson Wentz, and I want to see them, you know, crush Carson Wentz in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Dominant defensive effort, because it absolutely should be. And I want to see Joe Flacco perform well, right? I mean,
yep.
we've seen the frustration. Did you see the news of your pal Steve Smith kind of lashing out there at Joe Flacco in practice
oh, yeah.
this week? So,
oh yeah,
these
tempers
guys
are flying,
know what's at stake, man. They know what's
at stake. One winning drive, Zach.
Yep.
They so, are. Well, I got some yeah. other good nuggets real quick before
right, yeah.
we get to
what
the other ones there.
Yeah, let's
well,
talk
this
about it.
This here on the Eagles, right? So let's just look at some trends based on where they're at right now. The Eagles are 0-6 ATS against the spread in their last 6 road games. Conversely, the Ravens are 4-0 ATS in their last 4 home games. So if you're looking at small sample size, something that currently is happening, looks like the Eagles are trending in the wrong way, and the Ravens at home are starting to get it together. I know they had a couple losses to the Raiders and Redskins earlier this year, but I think they've kind of, you know, rallied it a little bit. I do think Joe Flacco's getting better. I know he didn't play great on Monday night, but I think that, you know, Joe's had an up and down season, and let's just kind of all remember he's coming off a torn ACL. I know that everybody just thinks that thing is just, you know, just because Adrian Peterson comes back from those kind of things every 15 minutes, it's not an easy thing to come back from. And a quarterback with an offensive line that's been makeshift at best this year, I think Joe's done a workmanlike effort, you know, behind that line. I do want to see if they can find a way to run the ball. I know it's a weird concept for the Ravens for some reason. They think they're the run and shoot of 2000, but they definitely need to find a little bit more of a balance, because you're going to get into some of these games towards December. It's going to be kind of nasty here this weekend. I think by Sunday it's going to be a little wet, but not, you know, the polar vortex stack will be out of here by Sunday. It's going to be like 50 degrees, 55 degrees, maybe some rain, but I think the Ravens roll. I think the Ravens are in a good shape to get ready, take care of business. They stop the run, and then once you stop the run, you make them one-dimensional, and Carson Wentz has got Jordan Matthews, and that's about it on the outside. So
yeah.
Jimmy Smith or not, The Ravens will take care of business, and I don't think it'll be close. I think this is one of those games where you can load up on your Ravens and actually make some cash.
Nice.
Because I think the Ravens will cover at least by the point spreads, posted.
I like it. So how else are you feeling?
Oh, I'm looking at the card. First of all, the Browns aren't going to win this week. I told you the Browns are going to win some.
Yeah.
I'm targeting next week because the Browns are hosting my San Diego Chargers. And if they're going to get any wins, it could be the spot. So this week's not a good spot. I wouldn't touch the game. Buffalo laying 10. That's just my Cleveland-o-meter. I'm just following along, hoping that the Browns will get that W and the Lions can crack open that champagne because they're still the first 0-16 team still cranking out there. There are some other teams that I'm interested in. I'm not making these a selection, but I would take a look at Kansas City, our Chiefs, as me and Zach like to call them. Last time we saw them, they just pommeled the Raiders on a Thursday night. 10 days off, they're getting Tennessee, a pretty desperate team at 7-6 in the mix in the AFC South. I think that number is pretty manageable if you're a Kansas City fan, 5.5, 6. I think that's a great money line play. That could be a survivor selection for you. I think Kansas City will win that game. Very, very good at home, 5-1 at home. Only lost to Tampa Bay during that heater. And Tennessee has struggled on the road. They're not the best road team, and I think Kansas City will take care of business. A couple of dogs that I like, though, Zach. I like the Colts, and it's weird to say because the Colts are coming off a loss at home to Houston. Going to Minnesota, the weather might be dicey, at least be cold and things of that nature, but I think Andrew Luck and company will score enough points, and I'm getting 4 points. I think Minnesota doesn't do enough for me to have them garner being a favorite. You know what I mean? I just don't think they're good enough to be a favorite over anybody, let alone a 4.5-point favorite over Andrew Luck and company.
Right.
Give me the Colts. Give me the points. I think the Colts will cover this. Another team that I've liked all year. I'm starting to buy in a little bit more. I've been a big Matt Stafford fan. I just like the kid. I think he's got a lot of moxie. And those Lions are finding ways to win games at the end of games. And it doesn't look pretty, but they're 9-4. They're going to the Giants, a team that I can't figure out because they're 9-4 as well, Zach. And they just coming off a big W against the Cowboys, maybe a letdown spot here at home. Both of these teams for vying for wild card spots, especially with the Giants because Dallas looks like they have wrapped up the East. But Detroit's going for the division. And right now, Detroit's right there in the driver's seat. They are 7-3 against the number, Zach, in their last 10. I like that number a lot. Give me the Detroit Lions. Give me the 4.5. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions found a way again to win a game late because they'll have two things on their side. They have Matt Stafford, a guy who likes to make plays late in games, and they have a great kicker. And, it could be dicey weather up in New York. Matt Prater has been fantastic for them. That's somebody that you don't really look at kickers a lot, but here in Baltimore you do when it comes to Justin Tucker. And they have the same with Matt Prater out there in Detroit, can hit big field goals. So I like that. So give me the points on both of those. And then, of course, I got to give you an over, Zach. You can't leave BST Friday, a football Friday, without a total. Arizona is one of the more disappointing teams. In our household, they're disappointing because my son is just distraught at how bad they've been. But David Johnson, I don't know if you guys are into fantasy. Take a look at what David Johnson has done all year long on a putrid Arizona team. I think that this game might get into the 60s. New Orleans coming to town. They've pretty much packed it in. Breeze is due for a breakout game. He threw 3 interceptions last week against Tampa Bay. That's just unlike Breeze. The friendly confines of Arizona on a fast track. Give me the over. It's 50 right now, Zach, but I think that won't be a problem to fly over between these two teams. Two teams that are basically out of the playoff runs, now playing for contracts, now playing for fantasy points. This could be your fantasy buster in the this is the first or second week of the playoffs, your semifinals in most leagues.
Yeah.
Try to load up on some of these guys, maybe in DraftKings. You find your Brandon Cooks, find your Drew Brees, even Carson Palmer is down there on DraftKings right now. And Michael Floyd was released by the Cardinals this week because he's a big stupid shocker. He was picked up by the Patriots like 10 minutes later. And he'll probably go on to star for the Patriots, but
probably.
I don't care. I don't want a guy on my team that was just getting hammered on the plane on the way back after a monster loss in Miami, getting in a car, going to a stoplight, falling asleep at the stoplight, getting out and then having the cop come to the car, open the window to check on the guy. The guy said, "Oh, I'm good," and then start driving again. So that's a guy I don't think I need on my football team. I don't think Arizona needs it.
No.
They're too good over there. I like the over in that game, 50. I think that they will fly over between those two teams.
All right. Awesome. Well, I love it. Got some winners for you this weekend. Make a little cash. See some Star Wars.
Oh, man. Christmas around the corner. Weekend.
I know. Are you done your shopping? How you doing?
I have two gifts left to get, but other than that, I'm good to go. I mean, nice. You know, shopping through the Amazon tab on BaltimoreSportsReport.com is a really good way to do it if you're into that. So I was able to do that. I actually went out to a store, Zach. I don't know. It was really hard for you to understand, a brick and mortar store.
Wow.
I know that you get drones dropping off most of your gifts at your home, but I was out at all, you know, some of the more fine establishments like Marshall's and TJ Maxx, and just watching the scavengers going to try and find all the deals that are left. Because one, Miss Burns, who will never listen to this podcast, so I can say this, she wanted footy pajamas, and it's really weird to like buy your wife footy pajamas that aren't like sexy. So I actually had to go out and find it. I almost pulled the trigger on a full size footy pajama caps uni.
Wow.
I know. I was actually in line with both of them, but I actually went with the one that I know that she would want more. It was a little bit more of a girly thing. I might be going back if they find it for the big shooter sizes for the caps thing, because I could be all in for that as long as I'm at home. But yeah, there's some really, really cool stuff out there. A couple gifts left to do. Heading to San Diego on Wednesday. Got a couple gifts I can get out there when I'm there.
Nice.
So should be fun. And, like you said, good weekend. And we're supposed to get some precip here in the old Charm City tonight. Maybe some snow on the ground when we wake up on Saturday.
Mm, well, you enjoy that. Have fun with that.
I don't know about that. Just as long as it makes it pretty. I don't want to have to break out the snowblower before Christmas. I want to leave that thing right there in the garage and let it sit there until people really need it. So I don't really want that to happen, Zach. But yeah. It's a good day. It's a good weekend to be inside. Enjoy some hot cocoa. You know, see a flick. You know, watch some good football. And I think the Terps basketball-wise are off because they had finals this week. I think they're off till next week. So you don't have to, you know, get all steamed up for that. But yeah, and the bowl season starts Saturday too, Zach. The BSR Bowl is Saturday, so we'll see who plays in that, and should be a fun weekend. And I'm looking forward. We will come back on either Monday or Tuesday, Zach. Do you want to give people the time to be able to see Rogue One and then kind of discuss it, because we'll both see it?
We definitely need a Rogue One discussion.
So. Right. So just to let you know,
next week,
if you're 1-9 and you listen to this program. And you're not going to go see Rogue One, you know, this weekend or Monday.
We'll warn you.
We'll warn you. Let you know. Because we definitely need to talk about it. Because, I don't know, it's probably the biggest story. And for us, this is a sports show. But we like to talk about everything but sports.
Yeah, especially in the end of December when there's nothing going
yes,
on.
Yes. But the Ravens will take care of business, Zach. I'm going to give you a score of a 34-10 Ravens with a defensive touchdown. Or special teams touchdown in the mix.
I like that. Well, Charm City will be printing those Super Bowl tickets with that type of win jab. So.
Oh, and the Oriole tickets will be on fire, too, because our boy Beef is in the fold now, too.
That's
so
right.
Get those Pratt Street Parade ready to go, because it's going
now
down.
Now you're ready for FanFest.
Yep. Oh, baby. Yeah, they had their holiday party yesterday, too. I saw that.
Yeah, saw
good
that.
Times there. Our boy Joe Pa was in the mix, too.
I saw that
as
well.
A little bit solid.
Yeah.
Like me some Joe Pa. I think it was a massive, because I know, you know, working there back in the day, it was like, you can bring nobody. Like, what does it matter? I mean, you guys are giving away, like, food from Dempsey's. I mean, what's the big deal? But I saw some lobster. I heard Rock talking about eating too much lobster. And so we'll see how everybody feels. Now, be ready. This is where, Zach, between this week and next week, this is where it's quote-unquote baseball season shuts down. It's the old quiet, you know, don't do anything. Well, yep. It seems to be the Orioles that I hear to that, because I see other teams making deals.
I think all offseason they've adhered by that philosophy there.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, well, have a fantastic weekend, Jabby Burns. Great talking
to you,
as always.
You too, pal.
For Jab, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. You too have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.